Well, here in this country, in Los Angeles County, an experiment is underway to see if community health workers can help the most vulnerable, chronically ill patients overcome some of the biggest challenges they face in trying to get better, including language barriers and poverty. Anna Gorman from Here and Now contributor Kaiser Health News reports.
Dr. Janina Morrison couldn't figure out why 56-year-old Natalia Pedroza kept getting sicker. Pedroza would show up for her clinic appointments, but the medication to control her diabetes and high blood pressure didn't seem to be working.
But when I only periodically saw her for 15 or 20 minutes every month, we just went around in circles.
Then LA County paired Pedroza with community health worker Walfred Lopez. Over time, Pedroza opened up to him. She told him she was a street vendor, that her children still lived in Mexico, and that she was depressed. Then she shared something she hadn't told doctors. She could barely see. The news stunned Dr. Morrison.
That's been going on for years, that people have been changing her medications and changing her insulin doses, not really recognizing that she can't read the bottles.
It's an ongoing struggle for health officials across the country. How do you help the sickest patients get healthier? And how do you keep them out of expensive emergency rooms? LA County is investing in 25 trained community health workers like Walfred Lopez. He says just listening to his patients can have a big impact.
They tell us, you know, I'm just a number. And when you call them by name and when you know them one-on-one, I think they receive that respect, that message that I care for you. You're not a number.
Community health workers aren't new, but LA County is using them in a novel way. They're stationed in the middle of the health clinics and work directly with doctors. They make sure patients get to their appointments and know how to take their medications. And their help continues outside the clinic walls, with housing or food, for example. Dr. Clemens Hong runs the program.
So by being from the community, by speaking their language, they're able to break through and engage patients in ways that we as providers often can't.
Hong says the community health workers are given the time to visit patients at home and in the hospital. They also give out their cell phone numbers.
Primary care doctors are so busy being on this hamster treadmill and running really fast that sometimes we don't have the time to spend with the individuals to really understand some of what's going on in their lives.
After months of training, Lopez started seeing patients this spring. He's also studying to be a nurse. For him, the work is personal. He had a kidney transplant in his 20s because of a genetic condition. Like Natalia Pedroza, he's also on dialysis. Even though Lopez is educated and speaks the language of medicine, sometimes even he has trouble getting patients what they need.
The system is broken already and have been broken for so long. So changing that culture is going to take a while.
Lopez says he believes he's already making a difference for some patients. He convinced one patient to come to the clinic rather than the ER to get treatment for a headache. He got another to start tracking her blood pressure daily. Some share their deepest fears and worries.
That's when you realize, oh my God, I'm touching lives in here, and it's a huge responsibility also.
Natalia Pedroza didn't trust Lopez at first, but then she started turning to him for help.
Que él me ayudó a sacar la cita de la doctora donde eso del cabello y otras citas más.
She says he helped schedule her appointments, including with a specialist when her hair started falling out. After learning Pedroza couldn't read the prescription labels, Lopez helped arrange for her to get medication delivered to her house in prepackaged doses. On a recent day at the clinic, Lopez showed her how to check her blood sugar.
Y cuando le apache aquí, va a salir la puntita, pero la tiene que poner en el dedo.
Right now, the program only serves about 150 patients here in LA County, but there are plans to include several hundred by next spring. Dr. Hong is studying the results, comparing patients with community health workers to those without. If they're positive, he says, he'll keep expanding the program. For Here and Now, I'm Anna Gorman in Los Angeles.